Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text this morning is the gospel lesson appointed, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. My dear friends in Christ, the ancient Christian church, in establishing the historic pericopes, appointed this morning's epistle and gospel lessons to be set together on the third Sunday in Advent. Now, I believe this was a very wise pairing, and there is much that can be gleaned from a study of the union of these two words spoken by the Holy Spirit. We can only hope to expose but a few of the facets of this beautiful gem in the time that we have here today. Now, the question that is posed by John the Baptist, and I think more importantly, the questions raised by our Lord Jesus Christ here in this text, deserve to be answered by each and every one of us. These questions are no child's play, because their answers represent really the very substance of what our lives are all about. You see, in taking those steps that lead you into the office of the Holy Ministry, some of you have actually left behind established careers, possibly successful ones. Others of you, faculty included, have foregone even the possibility of such a career, and you have opted instead for the rewards that are provided by the ministry. And maybe some of you, known only to yourself and the Lord, have had those quiet moments in the quiet loneliness of your own little cubicle where you've actually asked, did I really do the right thing? And maybe you've had those not so quiet moments when wife or children, parents, friends, or others may have asked, why in the world would you ever do such a thing? Allow me to add my voice to that chorus and ask you, why did you go out? Why did you go out away from the comfort and the security of your former manner of life, or at least away from a life that could have been more materially rewarding than is the office of the Holy Ministry? And I include here not just you men, but also the wives and the families who follow you. I include here all those who teach and train you up for the Holy Ministry. What about all that takes place in this place, all that comes together to make this even a possibility? Consider, if you will, the incredible commitment that all of this represents. But why? What's it all about? Why did you go out? Is it not for the very same reason spoken of by the Holy Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 4? He said, let a man regard us in this manner as servants of Christ and stewards of those beautiful mysteries of God. Now, certainly that description fit John the Baptist. He, after all, was the very herald of Christ, his forerunner, the one who literally prepared the way of the Lord. It's a description that fits all those who are called into the office of the Holy Ministry. They too are heralds of Christ, Christ who has come and who will appear again. It's a description of that office to which you as students eagerly aspire. Now notice that St. Paul tells us that it is required of such stewards that they be found trustworthy, faithful. And notice, please, that he doesn't use the word successful. Indeed, John the Baptist, languishing there in prison, about to lose his head, could hardly have been considered a model of success in the ministry by some folks' standards. But trustworthy and faithful? Yes. Notice that John did not lament the fact that he was in prison on account of the Lord. Not at all. As a matter of fact, John's simple question really directs people's attention away from himself and away from his own pitiful condition. John doesn't ask, why am I here? He doesn't ask, why did this happen to me? What did I ever do to deserve this? He doesn't even ask, now Jesus, what can you do to get me out of here? Instead, he very quietly asks through others, are you the coming one? John's attention was focused entirely upon Christ and upon the mystery of the incarnation, the fulfillment of God's promises. Jesus' response, go, tell John the messianic promises are fulfilled. And you know, even in that passage from the prophet Malachi that is quoted later by Jesus to the multitudes, even there, the messenger who is to go before the face of the Lord and prepare his way, even there, he is not the main focal point of importance, but rather it is that Lord and his advent. And so Jesus tells John's disciples, go and tell John what you hear and what you see. There's reason for gladness, John. God has kept his word. The waiting is over. Yes, your eyes have seen his salvation. Go and tell. My dear friends, there are many even now to whom the Holy Christian Church must bear testimony of what she has seen and what she has heard. Just as John was the preacher of the preparation, so also that coming Lord still has many preachers of the preparation. They are the servants of his word. And because that Lord has come and because he will appear again, they are to go and they are to tell. They are to tell a dying world of the sin that has struck them down and of the striking down of that Son of God that brings them life. These preachers of the word have before them the very example of John the Baptist, the herald of Christ. And just as John was, they are to conduct their lives in such a way that others will consider them to truly be servants of Christ and stewards of those mysteries of God. They are to remember St. Paul's word, faithful. They are to learn, as did John, what it means to fight through the trials of this life, the testing of one's faith, the judgment of other men, and suffering for the sake of righteousness. Yes, they are to learn the blessedness of clinging only to Christ, through it all, remaining faithful. So again, dear brothers, I must ask you, why did you go out? Was it not because you followed those pointing fingers of John the Baptist at the Jordan and you heard him exclaim, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world? Yes, behold him. Behold him in the promises. Behold him in the manger. Behold him on the cross. Behold him in his word. Behold him in his Holy Supper. Behold that Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, your sin. Yes, behold him and then go and tell. That's really why you've gone out, isn't it? Not just to see the messenger, but to become a messenger yourself. A messenger who, along with John, will point and lead dying sinners to their life-giving Savior. Oh, how lovely on the mountains, says Isaiah, are the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation and says to Zion, your God reigns. My dear friends, in the name of our coming Advent King, in whom all the promises of God are yes, amen. May that peace of God that surpasses all human comprehension. Keep your hearts and your minds in union with Christ Jesus. Amen.